Tifosi is a crowdfunding platform for football. It connects clubs to their millions of fans online.
What are you aiming to raise money for?
So, for example, currently we have a campaign for Parma, which was a club that had financial difficulties. So fans basically now can participate to build a museum that they very much want, because they want to maintain their history. They want to have a legacy of the former club. So they can participate. In return, they get some exciting rewards of the club, but also they can own equity in the club itself, so they can become shareholders.
So it can be used to raise equity, and it can be used for small projects?
Can be used for small projects as well. Anything in a sense that fans are passionate about. So also now, like, we're raising money for a movie about George Best, so which is a historical figure in football. It's very exciting. So we're having a launch event at Old Trafford on Wednesday, 6 p.m., where we're going to officially launch the campaign, so all George Best fans can participate there and be a part of the movie.
Now, there are lots of other crowdfunding platforms around. What's your knowledge of football, and how does the link with football help you?
Look, we are specialists in crowdfunding, so we actually help the club from start to finish. So other platforms are a do-it-yourself model, so the club has to do everything themselves. So we are there every step of the way. In terms of football, I mean, Gianluca Vialli is a co-founder of Tifosi, so we are very well connected in the industry. We can avoid the many pitfalls of the industry as well, as you might imagine. So we understand it pretty well. And in my previous career, I've covered the football industry in quite a lot of detail.
So if a small club, for example, wanted to use Tifosi to raise money, it would just be a case of going to your website and they'd be walked through the process there?
Yeah, so clubs can register online. They can send us an email or they can call us. We will obviously talk to them, happy to walk them through the whole process.
And what sort of marketing do you guys put behind that push to get money?
So we have internally marketing and social media specialists that really can help the club bring the message out much stronger. So we have media partners, we work with some PR people as well to really accelerate that campaign. And obviously the club has the biggest assets, which are the fans, and the club knows where those fans are. They have access through social media, but we help the club in targeting them better, having a message that is much clearer, so that the money comes faster.
Here we are at the Socrex Global Convention. How does Tifosi and crowdfunding work on a global level?
The internet has no barriers. So for us, it's as simple to put up a project in the UK as it is in Africa or in Asia. So that works. There are obviously language differences, but we deal with them as these projects come along.
And what's the attitude to crowdfunding in those different territories?
So, it depends. I mean, if you go to certain continents like Africa, they're very, very receptive to it. The issue is that often the clubs don't have large databases of fans, or social media is not as developed, so it's a little bit more difficult to raise the capital online, I would say. For example, in Asia, you have billions of fans that are connected online, but sometimes they are more connected to the Western clubs than to their local clubs. So it's really for us to look on a case-by-case basis what we can do.
How does that sit in the sort of range of ways that clubs can raise money?
So clubs, there are two types of clubs. So there are the super clubs, I would call them like all the Premier League clubs and 5-6 other clubs. I mean, they have sustainable revenues and making good money, although some of them still get into trouble because of too much player funding. But you can say they have more access to traditional means of capital, right? For all the other clubs, it's just very hard and very, very expensive to go to a bank or to go to a fund to raise the capital. So they need to think more creatively about their funding situation, and crowdfunding is really a new solution for them, available for them. It just depends how you actually message that to your fans and what type of rewards you offer on the one hand, or what financial return can you offer on the other hand.
And what securities are given to the fans about the money that they might put in?
Yeah, so there are two types of campaigns. There are donation-based campaigns where you get rewards back, and then there are financial-type campaigns where a fan really can invest in the club. They get a share, or they get a debt security, basically, where they get an interest payment from the club. So the club needs to commit, obviously, that it's going to pay the money back. I mean, the internet is perfect with that because you cannot erase anything. So if a club commits that they're going to do something, they have to do something. So they really do not want to mess with their biggest clients, so to speak.
And to reiterate, you're involved in the whole step of that process and the debt equity and all of the paperwork that may surround this process.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have specialists in-house which have a finance background like myself or a legal background. So the club should take comfort that we can manage that process.
Excellent. And finally, you're here at SoccerX. There's a lot of people around us.
Yeah.
What's so special about this place?
So it's a conference where you know, you can network pretty easily. It's open space, so people just walk in and out of our booth. Also, there are some networking events as well, especially set up to meet new people. So that works pretty well, and it's in a social setting. It's a global setting, so you have clubs from all over Europe and even some of outside of Europe. So that's great for us.